Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one, whether you're dreaming about one, starting one, running one and growing it, or you're trying to get rid of one. We got something that you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com that I've done with someone or that I've written about, or my Brain Trust members. 2,000 members of our Brain Trust right there. And these are the leading small business experts on the planet right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including our good friend John Bradbury, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. His website is readyfounder.com. By the way, when you're at my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Hey, John, in the previous segment, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you were telling us about the four things that you think are critical to pulling off a successful business. You said it was you. Obviously, you are very important, especially if you're the business owner. You're the alpha member of your business. And then you got the market. What will the market bear? And then, right, of course, the math. You said, you know, the finances have to work. You got to understand that. And then you got to execute. So talk to us about those.
Well, you know, and how I got to these, Jim, is through a long period of extensive study into what differentiates the successful businesses from those that stall or that mm-hmm. fail outright, mm-hmm. or even that are kind of limping along, but the founder is miserable. And so this looked at large startups. It looked at very small businesses, and across all of those, both in the academic literature and all of the information that's just out there for everybody on the web, you know, these were the four kind of foundational factors that seem to cut across every success story. And so, you know, obviously the founder is a critical piece. Mm-hmm. You and what you're made of, what motivates you to start a business is very critical. We've talked about this in the past.
Right. A big part of that is, do you believe in yourself? Because there will be times when belief in yourself will be all you'll have.
Resilience, perseverance, call it staying power, mm-hmm. is absolutely critical. Mm-hmm. And so if you're two key factors are, you know, are you passionate about the subject of your business, the focus of your business, and do you have, it's ideal if you have previous experience there in the field, because you bring a lot of pattern recognition, you bring a lot of relationships, and that can help, obviously, in that ability to bowl through some of the tough times.
Right, absolutely. Let's go to the market.
Market is, you know, at a fundamental level, it's about, you know, is there demand for your idea, for your solution, whatever that
here's
is.
Here's a question. Have I found a solution that I'm looking for a problem, or have I identified some pain and I'm trying to put mm-hmm. the solution to that pain? The first example, only a guy like Steve Jobs can pull that off. If you're like Steve, you can do it. But most of us have to go the other way. We look for pain, and we try to heal it. Right?
That's so true. I'm often asked in these talks I've done, can you create a market? You know, do you think you can create a new market that wasn't there before? And my bias is that, you know, with rare exceptions like yep. Steve Jobs, you yep. cannot. Mm-hmm. You have to go with what's there, and or at least the friction on moving forward right. is going to be much, much less.
Let's do the math.
Well, always the math is about, you know, you can be a great founder and you can have a great idea and the market demand is there. It doesn't mean you can make money. Mm-hmm. You can build a profitable model around it.
It also, it might be that somebody could make money, but it might be that you can't make money.
Right. You know, say more about that. That's
well, my point is you might be a good operator, John, but I might not be a good operator.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the math is all about operating. It's all about knowing what your costs are, what your mm-hmm. if you can sell a product at a price that where you can get the margin that you need, and can you track that? Can you manage those that finance?
It's managing to it, and you know, for me, that also falls under this fourth area, which mm-hmm. is execution.
Mm-hmm.
But you can even be a great executor, and you can't get those margins. You know, the customer will not pay enough for your solution to, you know, cover your costs.
Or you're not capable of selling the value of your product so you can get those margins.
Right, right. Or
I mean, customers will pay for value. That's not the question. The question is, can you develop that? Can you make that value, compelling to them or not?
That's right. I've worked with a client who has a wonderful idea for helping seniors with cognitive problems, and it's a healthcare model. And the ramp for revenues that she hoped was a 3-year ramp to profitability is probably going to be a 10-year ramp.
Mm-hmm.
She might be that far ahead of the market.
Yeah.
And so you're right. There's nothing per se wrong with the model once you get it up and running. But you don't get something up and running in a few days.
It takes time. That's one of the tough lessons for a lot of people starting a small business, John, is they think, you know, they're looking for that overnight, that quick fix, and it just takes time for most of us. Hey, John, give us that website one more time quickly.
It's www.readyfounder.com.
Readyfounder.com. The book is called 6 Secrets to Startup Success. John Bradbury. Thanks for joining us, John. We'll see you next time.
Always enjoy it. Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.